manje ngiyathanda ukuba sithi kubukeza futhi kancane leyo ndaba.
Now let us once again just look at what happened.
Izenzo isahluko sesibili kusukela evesini lokuqala.
Acts chapter 2 from verse 1.
Kwathi sekufikile usuku lwePentecost bonke babe buthene ndawonye.
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Ngokungazelelwe kwavela ezulwini inhlokomo kwangathi eyokuvunguza komoya onamandla. Yona yagcwalisa indlu yonke ababehlezi kuyo.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
Inde lendaba ngizothi nje kancane ngithintize izihloko ezimbalwa.
It's a long portion, so I'll only touch on some points.
Manje bekunjani ngosuku lwePentecost umoya ongcwele wabafica benjani?
What was it like at Pentecost? What was it like with those people when the Holy Spirit came?
Kuthiwa bonke babe buthene ndawonye.
It says they were all in one place.
Kusho ukuthi ke intshumayelo yonke leyo ukuthi bonke bebe ndawonye.
Even that is a message in itself. The fact that they were all gathered in one place.
Bebuthene ndawonye, hayi ukuthi ndawonye nje indawo, kodwa ngokomoya, ngenhliziyo.
But they weren't just in one place physically, but they were there with one accord, of one accord, one heart, one soul.
Angazi umoya ongcwele uma engakhuluma namhlanje, angasho yini ukuthi thina sonke sihlangene sindawonye ngedumbu zethu, nangemphefumulo yethu, nangenhliziyo zethu, sikhona yini ndawonye noma sihlakazekile, omunyule, omunyule, omunyule. UNkulunkulu yena yedwa waziyo ukuthi sonke sindawonye yini.
God alone knows what our state is like today. But if the Holy Spirit would have to speak about our condition today, what would he say? Could he say we are in one place, of one accord, one heart, one soul? Not just physically, but body, soul and spirit, that we are one? That we're not just physically in one place, but spiritually in one place.
Ukuze bagcwale bonke, bagcwala ngoba bekuleyo ndawo. Uma ufuna umoya ongcwele, ube kuleyo ndawo. Uma ungekho kuleyo ndawo, uzofika umoya ongcwele usale eceleni.
You have to be in that place God has appointed. Otherwise the Holy Spirit will come and you will lose out because you're not there where he wants you to be.
Kaphelisiseke ukuthi ube moya munye, nhliziyonye nabakaNkulunkulu.
So make sure that you're one soul, one heart. In spirit you must be one with the other children of the Lord.
Kodwa sengiyashiya lelo point leso sihloko.
Now leave that point.
Ngithanda ukuthi thitha leli gama bonke, bonke. Akekho noyedwa obengekho, bonke bebephelele. Ngaphandle kokuJuda Iskariyoti owayilengisa emthini, kwaqumba isiso saqhuma njengebhomu, kwachitheka udodi wangaphakathi.
But I'd still like to emphasize this one point, that they were all there with one accord. They were all there, everyone. No one was left out, except, of course, people like Judas, who had betrayed the Lord and had gone out, hung himself, and his insides spilt out. All that dirt that was within him came out and was exposed.
Abafundi benkosi bezu jese tingzomthumu moyo ngwele. Ay, agekho noyedwa owaphuthe enkonzweni.
The disciples knew that the Lord had promised to send the Holy Spirit, and they were all there. They made sure they didn't want to miss out on that service.
Hayi namhlanje mhlabeni noma kusuku lwenkonzo abanye baye ebholeni, abanye baye emashipini, abanye baye emahlathini, abanye bazovakasha, abekho enkonzweni. Kusho ukuthi lokho kuchaza ukuthi abasiba bafundi bakaJesu ngempela. Umuntu ophutha enkonzweni, anqene ukuya enkonzweni, akungathi inganekwane leyo ukuthi kukhona abantu abanjalo bayihudule. Umuntu anqene ukuya enkonzweni, kodwa ngalokho basivezela ukuthi akusiba bafundi bakaJesu bangempela.
Just look, today is the Lord's day. When we worship the Lord, we go to the service, and yet there are people that go, they go and rather play sport, they will rather go and visit friends, they go and do other things. Their heart isn't drawn to the service, to the house of the Lord, to worship the Lord. Their heart is drawn elsewhere, and that shows that they aren't true disciples of the Lord.
Abanye kwilokhu nalokhu, hayi basiveza obani ukuthi hayi akusibona abafundi bakaJesu boqo.
Some have the excuse that they're tired, it's this or it's that, and they look for excuses. By that showing us that they're not true disciples of the Lord.
Kuphela lo onesidingo sokuthi asale ekhaya, mhlawumbe khona ingane efayo, noma kukhona into esemqoka ekhaya okumbambile. Kodwa ukuze nje anqene avilaphe, hayi owesihogo lo muntu.
Unless, of course, there's a genuine reason why someone cannot come, why he has to be elsewhere. But someone who stays away because he doesn't want to be there, his heart isn't drawn to it, it shows that person is on his way to hell.
UJesu wathi ngizothulula umoya wami phezu kwenu. Hayi, akekho belibele bebephelele, bonke bebekhona. Akekho ofuna ukuphuthelwa isibusiso sasezulwini.
The Lord had said to them, I will send you the Holy Spirit. And so they were diligent. They made sure that they were there. They didn't want to miss out on this.
Uyabona ukuthi umfundi kaJesu unhloboni, unjani, nokuthi umuntu ozogcwaliswa ngomoya ongcwele unhloboni.
Do you see what it's like to be a true disciple? Do you see what a person is like who desires to be filled, and the one who will be filled with the Holy Spirit?
IBhayibheli liyasho ukuthi ningayeki ukuhlangana.
The Bible says we should not neglect the fellowship.
Ngoba oli ophuthayo emhlanganweni wezwi lenkosi uzolahlekelwa izibusiso eziningi.
The one who misses out on that fellowship of hearing, listening to God's word, he will miss out on many blessings.
Ngoba ibusiso uyithola ngokulalela.
Blessing you receive through listening.
Ukholwa ukuthole ngokushumayela.
Faith comes through hearing the word of God.
Noma uJesu ekufele, noma wafa wachitha igazi lakhe, wavuka wahlala ngakwesokunene, konke lokho kuyizeleze kuwe. Uma ungakuzwanga, uzophila njengomuntu abantu bonke njengenkomo ukufa kwa Jesu konke akwenzele kona akusizi ngalutho ngoba awuzwanga kodwa uma usukuzwile usuyabusiseka usuyakumukela usuyaceba ngokomoya usuyasizakala.
Through ignorance you can be totally ignorant of the fact that the Lord died for you, he rose, and that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. You can go through life and you won't even know it because you would never have heard it. But by hearing it, by hearing God's word, you accept the faith and you accept it, and then it works in your life. And then you receive blessing through it. Do you realize how important it is to go to a service?
Because
if you don't go, you miss out on that blessing. Because you never hear about things. And the Lord will say to you, but didn't you do this or didn't you receive that? And then you say, well, I didn't even know such a thing even existed. Because you never went there to hear it. Now continue.
Ngokungazelelwe kwavele zulwini inhlokomo kwangathe yokuvunguza komoya onamandla.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind.
Bekungekho umoya. Ngichazile ngesonto edlule.
Last Sunday I already said it wasn't a windy day, but there was like a mighty rushing wind in that place. It was as if there was one. It was like it. Like it says in the Bible, the devil goes around like a roaring lion. He isn't the lion. Lion of Judah. Jesus is the lion. But he walks around like a lion.
Umoya. Ngosuku lwe Pentecost. Kuthiwa ukuvunguza. Kwangathi bekwesi umoya kwangathi beza ukuduma beza umsindo futhi ayonke indawo lokho kuduma kwehlela phezu kwendle yodwa ukuze baqonqane bonke beze kulendlu bezobona ukuthi kwenzekani kulendlu. Kuthwa lapho kwebehleli khona kwagcwala leyo ndlu. Hayi ukuthi bekhona umoya omkhulu uvunguza yonke indawo umhlaba wonke. Akekho noyedwa obezofika. Kodwa bekumsindo kungathi ukomoya. Kodwa kumekho umoya wehlele phezu kwaleyo ndlu.
Had there been wind, had it been a windy day all over, they wouldn't have noticed the difference. But it was because it was calm all over, and then there was this sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled this particular house. And that's what drew the people to that house, because it was such a strange event for them.
Says Anoguti, Ilim Zomlilo, Pezgualo Nalo, Eshele, Pezgualo Nalo. I would to beg umlilo, lo esiwaziyo, bekuzosha inwele zabo nesikhumbe ekhanda. Kodwa bekumlilo yobukhona bukaNkulunkulu, ongcwele, umoya ongcwele, njengomosi wabona isihlahla sivutha, kodwa singashi. Nabo sahlalela phezu kwabo. Kwase kungena hayi phandle nje umoya ongcwele waze wangena kuli ngaphakathi labo bavutha ngokomoya.
It was a supernatural event, and then there were also those like tongues of fire that descended upon them, upon their heads, but it didn't burn their hair. It was like that burning bush with Moses, where the bush was not consumed, but that was the fire of God that came down upon them, and it didn't just rest upon their heads, it went into them and set that fire alight in their hearts, in their lives. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Go on to the next point. And they spoke in different tongues. Let's just speak a bit more about the tongues, because this confuses many people. Someone once came here to Peter Maritzburg, a preacher, he was famous and known all over the world.
Mr. Pentecost.
Some even called him Mr. Pentecost. They had a service in the town hall. When he had spoken, he said, "Now I'll pray for those who want to receive the Holy Spirit." Like it happened at Pentecost. He said, he'll pray like that it happens like at Pentecost. Just take note of that. Like then. I wasn't there personally, but someone told me, and those that were there told me about it. One of them
was my uncle.
Another was my brother. One of my brothers. So they came forward and stood in three rows in front. Then he said, "Well, now I'll pray for you that you receive the Holy Spirit like at Pentecost." And then he said to the rest of the congregation or the people present, "You can also pray and pray in tongues like they did at Pentecost." So he prayed for them. Now when my uncle came, he prayed for him.
Now my
uncle wasn't used to praying in English, so he prayed in German.
And so,
when he got to my uncle and my uncle prayed in German and he heard him praying in German, he said, "That's right, brother, that, just carry on like that. You've got it." All the time, my uncle was just praying in his own language, but he didn't recognize it. He thought he was praying in tongues.
And my uncle was heartbroken, disappointed. Waisakubeka, efika, komunyo isitutini, sebhayibhele eSweetwater. Lo ubekhuluma ngesiZulu. Uma ifika kuye, wathi, "Kanjalo ke mfowethu."
And so he went further and he got to one of the Bible college students from Sweetwaters who was praying in Zulu. And he also said to him, as he was praying in Zulu, he said, "That's right, brother."
Bebekuluma kabantu bekulume town hall bekwitisa la phandle kudlula ama Arab kudlula amandiya bekulume isikutsharathi nani akekho zwayo ukuthi bathini lapha kade.
And as they all different people were praying in their different tongues, there were some people walking outside, some Indians who speak different languages, but none of those walking past heard them praying in their language or speaking in their language that they could
understand.
Why I say this is because he had said he will pray so that it happens like on the day of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, the people were amazed. And they were amazed and said, "What is happening here?" They marveled. So look, are these not all Galileans? Now how is it that we hear each one in our own language in which we were born? Our own mother tongue.
Futhi bekhuluma kithina ngezimanga ezinkulu zikaNkulunkulu.
And they are speaking to us about the great, marvelous acts of God.
Masingakusho kalula ukuthi njengaso sukwini lwePentecost. Osukwini lwePentecost bebekhuluma ngezilimi ezazikhulunywa abantu lapho bezalelwa khona. Zonke lezi limi esizizwayo la.
So let us not just glibly say it'll be like the day of Pentecost, because on that day they spoke in different languages which people could understand, their own home languages.
Kodwa zikhona ezinye izilimi, izilimi zezingelosi.
But there are also other tongues, the tongues of angels.
Khona izilimi zabantu, khona izilimi zezingelosi.
They are the tongues of men and the tongues of angels.
Lezike loku kwitisa kudinga ukuhunyushelwa.
And that needs to be interpreted.
Kodwa izilimi ngosuku lwePentecost bezingadinga ukuhunyushelwa.
So those angelic tongues need to be translated, but on that particular day at Pentecost they needed no translation. See the difference. But there's also another difference.
First Corinthians 14 verse 2.
It says, "He who speaks in tongues does not speak to men but to God."
Ilimi zasePentecost beziqondene kubantu abekhona bezwe imanga zikaNkulunkulu bebeshunyayezwa ngelimi zakubo.
But on the day of Pentecost, the tongues that were spoken were the tongues, the languages of the people that were present there, that they could hear the wonderful works of God.
You can say as well, the languages of the people addressed to the people. The great deeds of God. And they heard them in their own language, where they had come from.
There's something once happened in Thugela Ferry.
Umuntu akhona wathi umfundisi woza, uNkulunkulu usebenza ngenye indlela.
Someone from there let me know and said, "Please come, God is at work in a wonderful way."
Aye. ngathi kulungileke ngizofika ngaphatha abantu abayisihlanu.
So I said, fine, and then I went with five other people.
About four, bese isihlanu.
Four other people, we were five altogether.
Uma sifika khona aphuma endlini kanye nomngakhe wasibingelela nomakhoti wafika esibingelela uma esibingelela usibingelela ngezilimi ngezilimi.
Now when we got there, we got out and he came towards us with his wife. When he greeted us, he greeted us. We greeted him, and then when his wife greeted us, she greeted us in tongues.
How?
Speaking in tongues.
Ngaze ngathi ngakhumbula incwadi yokuqala baseCorinthians 14 verse 2 okhuluma ngelimi esidinga ukukhunyushelwa. Akakhulumi kumuntu, ukhuluma kuNkulunkulu.
It surprised me, and I remembered the word in Corinthians where it says that if someone speaks in tongues in that way, he speaks to God. He doesn't speak to man. So he speaks to God in those tongues. And then God replies, and that needs to be interpreted.
A praise as well to God. And then the answer comes through the interpreter of those tongues. Kodwa manje sekwaba straight. Usesibingelela ngelimi.
But now here she was greeting us, speaking to us in these tongues.
Ay, sangena ngendlini. IBhayibheli ithi, sheshu lalele, uphuze ukukhuluma.
So we went into the house. Remember, the Bible also says that you must be quick to listen, slow to speak. Once we were inside, this was a Zulu family. And as is traditional, the men went into the one room and the woman went into another room. This woman had a small child. And also had a young girl who was looking after this child. Now, this girl that was looking after the small child was someone just from the vicinity that they had gotten to help. She was not a Christian. And then this woman started speaking to these people, also those that were working there, in tongues. Now they didn't understand those tongues or that tongue. And then this girl, that was just from the area there that they'd gotten just to work there.
Ay, umama, uyakhuluma nani, uthi valani umnyango.
She said, no, you know what she's saying. Can't you understand? She's telling you to close the door. She told the others.
Usekhunyushelwa ubani? Intombazane ibhinqelayo.
Now this heathen girl was not a Christian. She was interpreting the tongues. Now that is a strange thing. Then the husband came. And he said, God is really at work. And he said, you know, my wife is going to the hospital, the local hospital, and she's speaking to the patients there in tongues. It's wonderful, he said. And we said, well, do the patients understand what she's saying? So he said, no, they don't understand, but it's wonderful, isn't it?
Unkulunkulu esinisipho sakhe hlakanipho esinisipho ukuhlukanisa esinye ukukholwa khona iphiwo ngephiwo.
Now God gives us different gifts, and among those gifts is wisdom. That's one gift. Another gift is discernment, and another gift is faith. They are different gifts.
Kuhle ukubahlukanisa.
It's good that we can discern.
Now,
and eventually I said to this man, I said, look, I'm not sure. I don't think things are going well with your wife. Something is wrong here. Would you mind if we took her along and we take her back to Mapumulu with us? At that time, we were still staying in Mapumulu. Sizabantu here didn't exist yet. But before we got far, we said to her, we said to the sister, tell us, what is going on? Then she said, no, I'll tell you the truth.
Lapho umoya ngwele wehlela phezu kwami ngakhuluma ngelimi.
Said, when I received the Holy Spirit, I did speak in tongues.
Ngase ngiye emhlanganweni ngamuzwa omunye ekhuluma ngelimi futhi.
But then I went to a meeting after that and I heard someone else speaking in tongues too. And when I heard that person speaking in tongues, I thought that person's tongues are nice or better than mine. And then she said, no, I don't like these tongues that I received. And she prayed and said, Lord, please, I don't like these tongues. Give me the same tongues that you gave that person. And she received them. But now she... But now she was speaking to everybody she met in these tongues, greeting people in them, speaking to the patients. And the Bible says when you speak in those tongues, you speak to God, you pray to Him. When we live for the Lord and serve Him, we must be upright in the faith and in spirit, and there must be no sign of jealousy or envy. You must allow God to work as He wills. Like when the Lord gives you a child and He gives your sister a child, you mustn't say, no, Lord, I don't like my child. I want, her child is better. I'd rather have one like that. You must accept that child God has given you as it is, whether it's got a long nose or a flat nose, whatever. Be grateful.
Emhlophe izala ingane benezinwele ezimnyama bese utata wabuzala ezimhlophe qha bese athi awu hayi angifuni lezi ezimhlophe ngizoyilahla lengane ngifuna ezimnyama Nkosi ngiphe enye ingane ngiyayilahla le uzothi umbulala.
What would you say of a mother that gets a child with brown or black hair, and then the sister gets one with white or blonde hair, and then the mother says, no, I don't want this child. I don't even want this child. I want that other one. You would say such a mother is like a murderer.
Ngosuku lwePentecoste, abafundi bebeyibekela, beyibekile e-altari. But I enjoy in Tandoyak. Unkulunkulu, Gomoyo Nguele, Wasebenza Njengo Gutanda Kwake. Ilo na lo, Wapimisela Ulimi, Alpi Unkulunkulu.
So on the day of Pentecost, the disciples had put themselves on the altar, fully, saying, Lord, may your will be done in our lives. And so God worked in their lives, and then they started speaking in tongues that God had given them, in languages which God had given them.
Kuchukuti, umoyo ngwele, ungunkulunkulu, osebenza nje ngokuthanda kwakho. Uma wena utakube nje, akungabi nje, usathane uthola ithuba useyangena.
So when the Holy Spirit works, God has His way. But if you say, no, I don't want it this way, I want it my way, then that's the devil that's at work.
In Zulu, I even said, it must be like this. It must not be like that. Those are dangerous things. Let God have His way. And don't come with impure motives. They've got to be clean and holy. Ngoba uma kungenjalo uzoyona indaba uzoyingcolisa. If it's not right, that you'll spoil the whole thing. You'll dirty the thing. Needs a clean heart and holy motives and desires.
Ehlanzekileyo nezizindlo ezihlanzekileyo nezimhlophe.
Siyakhuluma kalula ngokugcwaliswa ngomoya ongcwele kodwa bambalwa abakuthola ngempela. Hayi, uNkulunkulu uyabona ukuthi hayi usuku lwePentecoste alikafiki ngokupheleleyo kulo muntu.
We speak so easily about the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, so lightly, but there are not many people who experience it, because God realizes, He recognizes that the day of Pentecost hasn't fully come yet in your life. Do you understand, or am I putting you to sleep?
Yes.
Do you still understand?
Kubambenike. Nikubale ezingqondweni zenu nasenhlizweni zenu. Ngoba mhlawumbe nisazohlangana nezinto ezinkulu bese ndideke nihlukanihluleke ukuhlukanisa kahle izwi lenkosi.
Now hold on to it. Write it into your hearts and minds, because maybe you can still meet up with big things and then you can be confused if you don't understand. Now you should never be confused anymore about tongues. We should actually hand out a questionnaire now that you could go home with and fill in the answers. Come back next Sunday and then we'll see whether you pass the test or not. It's not confusing. It's quite clear. And it's wonderful. When the Holy Spirit comes, He works as He wills. God wanted the gospel to spread throughout the world, to all the nations. That's why on the day of Pentecost, He made the disciples speak in all the different languages that they would all understand. They could go back with that message and that churches can be founded all over. That's how the Church of Christ was born.
And
it spread throughout the world in a day. I'll go on to the next point. I said I just touch on some points. Who was the Holy Spirit for?
Prophet Joel uti uzothulula umoya wakhe phezu kwenyama yonke.
The prophet Joel said that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Uthi amadodana enu azoprofetha.
Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Insizwa zenu zibone imbono.
Your young men shall see visions.
Abadala benu babe namaphupho.
Your old men shall dream dreams.
Phezu kwenceku nencekukazi zami ngizothulula umoya wami.
On my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days.
Ngiyabonake ukuthi awukho mahluko phakathi kwesilisa noesifazane.
You see now, there is no difference between male and female.
Phakathi komusha nomhlophe ekhanda nonezimvu ekhanda.
Or between someone who's young and someone who's old.
Noma kube ubaba wekhaya noma umama wekhaya.
Whether it be the husband or the wife.
Noma basebenzayo endlini noma masimini.
And there's no difference between them and even the servants, those that work in the house or maybe outside. There's no difference. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is something for every believer. God wants to fill us all with His Spirit, that everyone in the whole world can be helped. But there where the Holy Spirit worked in a mighty way, there appeared some who were mockers, scoffers.
Spete, Nesjalman, Aite Bileo, Umuntu, Asuka Puke.
Something terrible that someone can mock and scoff.
Babuka, Batai, Lababan, Batueli Wine.
They mocked, they said, oh, these people are full of wine.
Agupsung, Gumabantu, Bependu, Abebu, Yelagunkulu, Besabay, Yabasale, Gabu Satani.
What a pity when there are those who repent, they turn to the Lord, and at the same time there are others who miss out on it and they become mockers. They say, oh, they just speak like that because they're drunk. And then Peter got up. And he said, men, how can you speak like this? This is but the third hour. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. No one can be drunk at this time already. Are there people among us who mock? Who mock those who repent and turn to God and try to serve Him? I say, you are the greatest fools.
You are mad. Madmen. Never mock a person who returns to God and repents. Akubekude kuwe. Hlanya. Ukuze ubhuke, uhleke, udlale ngomuntu oyimisele ngenkosi ophendukayo. Ngoba isihoko sakho siyophindwa kasikhombisa.
Never mock. Laugh at someone who serves the Lord and turns to Him. Your hell will be 7 times worse than another's.
Umuntu obhukayo akanalo akanakho ubuthophe ekhanda, uneqonsi, akasile, akanangqondo, uyisilima.
A person who mocks those who serve the Lord is someone without brains. He's a fool. Just listen to what they said when they mocked those disciples. They said, are they full of wine?
Wena usuake wakubona lokho. Ukuthi umuntu ophuza amaqhonsana umuntu ophuza ugologo ngokudakwa kwakhe usezokhuluma isiLatini esipheleleyo nesiNgisi sika George akhulume isiHebheru esingenaphutha noma isiFrench noma isiEnglish. Kukhona lokho ukuthi umuntu uma esephuzile bese akwazi ukuqitisa ngolunye ulimi akhulume izinto ezisile.
Have you ever heard of someone who's had too much to drink and is under the influence? Have you ever heard such a person speaking perfect Latin, perfect English, or a perfect Hebrew or one of the other languages, speaking it perfectly?
Umengane zakho zihluleka ukhuluma isiFrench noma isiNgisi esipolishiwe esikoleni. Ungasiphathisa ibhodlela ogologo bese uthi engakafika uthisha phuza udakwe khona uzo khuluma ulimi oluphelele. Umsangano lowo yikho ngithi umuntu obhuqayo uyisilima sokugcina emhlabeni.
If your child had never learned French or English or can't speak it and then has to write a test, and just before the test you say, come here my child, and you give it some alcohol to drink, and the teacher then comes and tests your child, you think that child will be able to speak the language perfectly? There would be no such thing. That's why a person who mocks is the greatest fool.
He's lost his senses. There's something wrong with him. He's a madman. M-A-D. Ningatini. Nango. Umkhwenyana utshele. uma ngisuse abhalela ungqongqoshe wezimfundo ethi sengithola indlela entsha njengoba ingane zifail esikoleni anoyiphuza uphuzisa ugoloko ekuseni uma sebengena esikoleni hey ngeke zifunde isingisi kuphela ziyokhuluma nesfrench umsangano lo kodwa lamadoda abhugayo athi bagcwele wayini ifike bekhuluma ngesilathini bekhuluma ngazo lezi limi ezikhulunywayo emhlabeni ah wena obhuqayo ngo noma uyisilima vala umlomo namathelise nge-chewing gum noma nge-elastoplast nge-tape abantu bazokuhlonipha bathi uyisihlakaniphi
What would you say if Chela to write to the Minister of Education and say he's now found a way of teaching children to speak perfect English or French? All that they need to do is give them a bottle of alcohol before they go to school and they'll pass with flying colors. That would be madness. It would be silly. You wouldn't even think of doing such a thing. But so there are fools who would do such a thing. It's better if you are a fool that you rather keep your mouth shut.
Khuza izindebe zakho kuba zingaphimiseli ukubhuqa. Zibhuqe wena, kodwa ungalokothi ubhuqe umntwana kaNkuluNkulu. Noma unaye esikoleni, noma ubone ingane kuwe. Bese umhleke. Isihoko uyosivuna.
If you are one that mocks others, those that serve the Lord and follow Him, live for Him, rather keep your mouth tightly shut.
Lest... Yokhonkeka inhliziyo yakho lapho sakwenza ngendebe lezo uyongena uSathane kuwe.
Never mock a child of the Lord, and if you've done it, you go and get that right quickly.
Yebo, uma ukhohlwa, ngeke bathokoze bonke. Ageke bahlangane nawe bonke. Ingani neBhayibheli lithi maye uma bekhuluma ngawe bekhuluma bonke bekhuluma kahle ngawe.
But remember if you
kuzoba khona abaguqayo kuzoba khona abayisikhubekiso kodwa maye kubona.
But remember if you are a believer don't expect everyone to speak well of you. The Bible even says beware if everyone speaks well of you. So there will be those that will mock, but woe to those who are the mockers. Should we leave that and go on to the next point? Now, when the Holy Spirit has come, how does He work? According to our text, some will prophesy. Others will see visions. Others will dream dreams. But the most important of these is prophecy. Now, prophecy is not what some people understand it to be, where you go around prophesying. No, here it means that you preach the word of God. Preaching salvation, repentance, forgiveness of sin. And that people through it find eternal life. Some see visions. I'm just touching on these points.
Nase testamenti nelidala bekhona ukubona imbono.
Even in the Old Testament there were those that saw visions.
Uyisaya umprophet wahlwitheka. Walibona izulu ithempeli inkosi ihlele esihlalweni esiphakemeyo.
Even Isaiah the prophet was caught up and he saw heaven and he saw that throne high and lifted up.
Ebona oserafi bendisa ngamabili amaphiko ngamabili bemboza ubuso ngemaphiko ambi ezimbili bemboza inyawo bethi ngwele 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 uJehova wamabili.
The cherubim flying around, calling out, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord of hosts." Paul also saw a vision. He was taken up into the third heaven. He saw paradise.
John, the disciple,
and John also saw the revelation as we read it in the Bible. God works as he wills. He even gave Nebuchadnezzar a dream, spoke to him through a dream. This heathen king who was worshipping idols, ruling almost the whole world, and God spoke to him through a dream, and that is long ago. Joseph also had dreams.
Joseph waba nephupho, wavuka wathatha Maria.
Joseph also had a dream, and he took Mary and the child and fled to Egypt. Had he not had that dream and had he not obeyed, that child would have been killed.
Ukuthi umuntu agcwale umoya ongcwele kube khona ukuvuna okukhulu abantu balalele bamlalele uNkulunkulu baligcina izwi lakhe.
So God works as he wills, but it's important that God's people are filled with his spirit, that there may be a great harvest and that people will keep God's word. That God will fill his people with his spirit, that there may be a great harvest. That the 3,000 may be multiplied many times, that the gospel may fill the earth. We'll never fill the gospel, take it through to fill the earth if we haven't been filled with his spirit. Are you concerned about it? Is that your prayer day and night, saying, "Lord, fill me with your spirit, that I may be filled with it"? And that which quenches the spirit in our lives, that we will part with it, forsake it. Don't take sin lightly.
If someone
has cancer or a disease like that, He can just sit at home and do nothing about it, but he can also go to a doctor and say, "Doctor, please help me," and the doctor can take a knife and cut it out.
You are prepared to do that just for a physical cure. How much more for a spiritual problem?
Uma ukwenzela inyama nje kangakanani impilo yakhe yokomoya.
Ngoba uJesu uthi iso lakho likhiphe.
The Lord said, if your eye makes you stumble, pluck it out.
Akusiyo itekunani ukulikhiphisa.
It's not a small thing to pluck out your eye.
Omunye umuntu bengishayela ucingo.
Someone phoned me.
Ethi elo thandaza.
And said, please pray.
Indodakazi yami inesifo ehlweni.
My daughter has a disease in the eye.
Kufanele ukuthi akhishwe, khishwe ifo.
And they say they have to take out that eye.
But akulula futhi uma belikhipha emva kwehlo kukhona ubunzima. Kodwa ukuze kusindise ukuphila kwakhe angafi fanele ukuthi likhishwe ihlo. Please.
And they said there's something bad behind the eye as well, but the only way to save this child's life is to take out that eye.
It's not an easy thing to get that eye out. They're trying to get the best specialist to do it. It's quite complicated. We can have complicated things in our bodies, but much more complicated in our spiritual bodies, in our spiritual life. And you counselors, see to it, don't let a person come to you and counsel for weeks and months and years the same sin. And you let him come and come. If you can't deal with it, send him to a specialist. He's got to be helped. In the meantime, this will get worse and he'll die. And you've been a stupid doctor. Aige. Ngiyagcina lapho. Lapho kufika usuku lwePentecost, lwabathola bonke bendawonye. Kwehla umoya ongcwele, wasebenza kubona, bamvumela asebenze ngokuthanda kwakhe.
So when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one accord, and the Holy Spirit came down and he could work as he willed.
Ngizwileke ukuthi wasebenza kanjani. Ngithethele uNkulunkulu asebenze kuwe njengokuthanda kwakhe, hayi njengokunqunyelwa kwakhe kwakho, hayi ngokucabanga kwakho, njengokuthanda kwakhe.
So you need to allow the Holy Spirit to work as he wills, not how you will and how you want it, but how he wants it.
Ngoba uzomthiya, uzomqima, uyomdabukisa.
Otherwise, you'll stand in his way. You'll quench him.
Yiba umuntu oyinikele ngokupheleleyo, umuntu ovele Pentecost, umuntu olalelayo uNkulunkulu.
So be a person who has committed himself to the Lord, surrendered fully. Someone who has experienced Pentecost and who obeys God.
Ngesijalimane. Und der Freude hat an seinem Wort.
And then be someone. And then be someone who rejoices at keeping God's word.
Hayi kuzoba isijalmani sotshwala engingasizwa nami.
And of course I won't tell you now to go and drink alcohol and be intoxicated by Dacha that you can speak German. No. Because that wouldn't be, you wouldn't speak the right thing.
Izolo ngajajuliswa kabo omunye umama wafika namadodana akhe wathi awu baba mfundisi wafika kwami ekhaya wathi awu awumsize nayi indodana yami ibulawe insango nayi nengane yami you know, 10 years, ibulawa ugqekeza imizi yabantu. Ngathi bafana ngabagona, ngathi bafana nizelwe umuntu osile. Hawu mama wenu uyanthanda. Ukuthandeke. Hawu bangithokozisa abantu bakwanokheshini. Nibahle uma ninjalo.
Yesterday I was so happy. A mother came and brought her two sons. She said the one drinks alcohol and is a drinker, alcoholic almost, and the other one always breaks into people's home, 10 years old, and said, please help me, pray with them. And I embraced them and I said, you've got a wonderful mother that she does something like this.
Lesi awu simnyama sishile ubone ukuthi hey phelile lo muntu usemusha kodwa usegugile unesenesandla esigugile izono ziyamgugisa umuntu ziyambulala umuntu hlukanini nezono izono zewukufa zewupoison.
I took his hand, and when I looked at it, I said, just look here. And his hand was like the hand of an old man already. Sin ages you. You get old before your time. Part with the devil. Be on the Lord's side. Be in his army.
I gave my Christ to
So Christians, be filled with the Holy Spirit. So that others can also be helped. You can't help others because you aren't filled. Maybe you're just half filled or a quarter. You need to be filled that others can also be helped. There's still some empty benches here. Why? People who aren't filled with the Holy Spirit. It's a sin if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what God expects from us, that rivers of living water should flow from your life.
That you believe as the scripture says. And then,
those who aren't too weak, let us stand and we pray. Lord, we pray that your word will shine brightly in our hearts and minds.
Can you say, no, mabani?
That it will enlighten everyone.
Kuze kufezekise kuMatthew 4, ababehlele bumnyameni obukhulu babona ukukhanya okukhulu.
That the word in Matthew 4 will go into fulfillment, where it says that those that were in great darkness have seen a great light.
Amen.
Amen.